Sit down, open your Bibles. Luke chapter 17. Prophetically, I will speak to you this morning. You're going to have to grow up. Luke chapter 17. And this subject, he won't let me get away from it. The apostolic and the prophetic has to come back in the church. The prophetic couldn't fully come because the apostolic wasn't in place. See, that if the government not in place, you can't prophesy nothing. I know a lot of men will holler about that, but it's okay. In Luke 17. Now, the Lord will not let me depart from this subject on teaching you about your health, because you're going to need it, because they're going to let more stuff out. But I want you to hear it clearly, but it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 words. But they're so powerful, and I have to explain them. The scripture going to explain them. I'm going to explain revelation from the scripture. But I want you to write this down. This is more profound, one of the most profound things I ever heard from God. Stop looking for help on the outside. Stop looking, I'm going to add a word, for your help on the outside. Now, what's the opposite of outside?
Inside.
Oh, inside. All right. In Luke 17, notice how this scripture addresses it in verse 20. Luke 17, verse 20. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, now notice what he said. The kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Now watch what he says next. Neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there. For behold. See, they're looking for it. The kingdom of God. What? Is. I want to get that word. Is. Within. You. Other words, Jesus said, don't come by looking for it. You're looking for something you already have. You said the kingdom of God is within you. Well, he told me to tell you, health. Don't even sound right, do it? Health is within you. He have built the status of health on the inside of you. Before I take you to another scripture, let me take you to Psalm 139, verse 14. I think it would make more of a insight to you about your health. Even though your body may be acting up, listen very carefully. Your body is not you. Listen to me. You don't supposed to be obeying your body. Your body is designed to obey you. What did I tell you, Tony? Yeah, you see, that is an explanation. The 14th verse is an explanation of the design of how God made you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous is his work. You see it? But notice what it says next. And our soul knows right well. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Now watch health. Go to 3 John 2 now. 3 John, not John Gospel now, because scripture going to have to take us where we're going this morning. Beloved, I wish above all things.
Yes,
that you prosperous and be in health, even as your soul prospered. You see that?
Yes,
now that's the same soul in Psalm 139.
Right,
thy soul knows right well. See, activating the power that God has placed in you. You are fearfully, wonderfully, and marvelously made. Now, before I take you to the next scripture, go to 1 Corinthians 2:9. We're talking about the inside. 1 Corinthians 2:9. We're going to go from the outside to the inside. The outside can't see it. The outside can't hear it. The outside can't receive it. But it's on the inside. It comes by revelation. It comes by insight. It comes by understanding. It comes by enlightenment. I'm talking about help. I'm talking about your help. Eyes have not seen. 1 Corinthians 2:9. No ear heard, right? Not to enter into the heart of man. The thing, glory. Somebody say glory.
Glory.
The thing that God had prepared for them that love him. How many of y'all love him?
Yes.
Well, he prepared help for you before you born.
Yes, sir.
But you got to go on the inside. You go in the 10th verse now. You see what the 10th verse is? But the Spirit what?
Revealed.
Your help must be revealed to you. It's a deep thing of God. It's not man-made.
Right.
No man can bring you to help.
That's right.
They could assist you in some way.
Yeah.
But you got to keep your eyes on God.
Yes, sir.
Because the scripture says in Hebrews 11:2, look into Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm going to say something here that is, before I start giving you an introduction, I'm going to say something to put you in a show place so you'll know how to handle this. You will have to stop looking to commercials for your help. Advertisement about your health. Ingredients about your health. You've been so commercialized that your covenant has become invalidated. We have looked more to commercial than covenant. Now, there's a transitioning factor I'm going to give you this morning, prophetically, to change you from commercial to covenant. You want to know what it is? I mean, your health coming. Because you're going to change from commercials, advertisement, back to your covenant, which is not an advertisement. It is done. When the covenant take over, whatever the covenant take over, is done. The commercials are just changing one from another to try to get business. And so the church have been commercialized just like sinners. But thank God prophetically, this morning, we're coming back to our covenant that promised us a long, satisfied life. And then we step into eternity. Turn to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians. I'll tell you what chapter in a minute. So I want you to see this. My God. Second Corinthians. I'm going to tell you the last chapter in 2 Corinthians. I'm going to put three things before you. And I ask the Holy Spirit to breathe on it. And your help is on you now. I almost said on the way, but I lied. It's on you now. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. Now, if you're taking notes, commercial, I'm going to put a word between the covenant and the commercial now. You ready? For your help. Communion with the Holy Ghost. From this day forward, every person under the sound of my voice going to have communion with the Holy Ghost about what to do, how to do it, about their help. I believe the Holy Ghost knows. Huh? Let me tell you why the Holy Ghost knows. Acts 10:38. How many of y'all know what Acts 10:38 says? Now, that's all right if you don't know. But you're going to know now. Turn to it. We'll come back to Corinthians. I need you to know what Acts 10:38 said. I need you to know that. I need you to, I feel the presence of God coming in. I haven't even started yet. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing. How many?
All.
Who was, he tell us about the devil, oppressed of the devil. All devilish oppression, leave your body right now. In the name of Jesus. All commercial traps, advertisement, leave you now. You're going to know the truth about your health. Y'all don't want to talk to me yet this morning. Y'all don't want to talk to me anymore. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now go back to Corinthians. You got it set? Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 13, 14. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God. Look at the last one now. And what? And what?
Communion.
And what?
Communion.
The communion of the Holy Ghost be with you. Amen. So therefore, now you free of commotion about your health. You've been going here, going there for the last 20 years. Now you come to communion with the Holy Ghost, where to go and where not to go. Then you enter into your covenant right of health. Look at Isaiah 53:5. You don't believe me. But he's wounded for our transgression. Bruised for our iniquity.
Yes.
Chastisement of peace is on him. We're distracted, we'll be healed someday. Say, I'm healed.
I'm healed.
Don't, see, your body nor your mind, they are not you.
That's right.
They're both supposed to be instrument,
yes, sir,
for you to use.
Yes, sir.
And your mind will act a clown. It will just tell you all kind of stuff. But when you become conscious, let me teach you a little other stuff. And you become in the present moment, in your awareness, your mind not going to run you anymore. Your whole life is sitting in that chair right now. It's not the future, not the past. Your whole life is right here. Listen. Stop looking for help on the outside. There are three places to find your help. Ooh, my goodness, tell me quickly. Number one, insight from the Holy Spirit. What I say?
Insight from the Holy Spirit.
About my health. Glory.
Glory.
Number two, establishing your full identity with and through Christ is the second one. Establishing your full identity with and through Christ. Three places to find your help. The third one is, and tapping into a deep intimacy with God. That was three, wasn't it? That's three. Let me give them back to you. Three places to find your help. It's not on the outside.
No.
It's on the inside. Insight from the Holy Spirit. Say it.
Insight from the Holy Spirit.
How much insight is that? That's everything.
Yeah.
You will know whatever move to make. You know everything. Insight from the Holy Spirit for my help. I'm not looking to commercials anymore. I'm tapping into my covenant by communion with the Holy Spirit. Are you listening?
Yes.
My identity with Christ. He never was sick. He knew a secret. He knew his health was from the inside. Even though he had become a physical man, but he never got sick. He was connected to something that flushed sickness and disease every time it tried to come to his body. You being connected this morning with the same anointing. Somebody say praise the Lord. This is too hard of preaching for not no respond to come. What? What? You act like you knew this. Shut up. The Lord is prophesying to you this morning. Prophesying to you, and you're going to be a launching pad for the whole body of Christ. Woo! Up in here this morning. You got three shots of wisdom. Just hit your heart. That you never had before. And if you're in the flesh, you're not going to get it. It's in the spirit. And then you bring it back out to the flesh. Listen. Hear this clearly. Your health is wrapped in God's love. Mm-hmm. And that love cannot fail. So your health failing days are over. Your faith, I don't have a better word, will work like magic. Because there are some things you now know prophetically that the enemy nor the system can stop me anymore. The angels are ready. Don't believe it can't happen? Turn to Romans 8:28. All things work together for good for them that love God and call according to his purpose. How many of y'all he called? Yeah, you call. Look at the 37th verse. Romans 8:37. All right, Lord, I'll make sure I read them. All right. Romans 8:37. Because your faith got to come powerful. I want to shout right now. Just the body of Christ been suffering. Romans 8:37. All in all these things. Woo, glory. We are more than conquerors through him that love us. Hallelujah. Can I get three hallelujah? Say I'm more than a conqueror. Through him that love me. Sickness and disease, get under my feet. I heard the Lord said, if you're hearing me, I just made you a health conqueror. What? A health conqueror. In other words, you conquering health by the anointing that's on your life. Some of y'all will believe me tomorrow. I call you to be a health conqueror, not a sickness and disease receiver. You don't belong on hell's side. You belong on heaven's side. Your heaven begin today. You don't wait till you die to go to heaven. Let heaven come to you. Woo! I told you that prophetical. And I'm preaching as a prophet this morning with a call on my life. He didn't want me to come apostolic anymore. He said, I want you to go prophetic. I want you to walk in a prophet order today because I want you to decree it on them and declare it on them. Now, all you got to do, my sister and brother, all you have to do is receive. And remind yourself, when you're by yourself, I became a health conqueror. So therefore, every sickness, every disease got to drop off my body. I don't care who had it. Talk. Look in the 39th voice of the 8th chapter. Sit down. Look in the 39th chapter. Tell three people right quick, I'm a hell conqueror. Now that come from the Holy Ghost. That didn't come out of no poem book. That's God. I never heard that before in my life until a few seconds ago. Romans 8:37. He said, you're a held conqueror. Meaning all these things. Yeah, you're more than one. You see? Look at Romans 8:37 again. Meaning all these things. We are more than conquerors through him that loves us. Now look at the 39th verse. No height, no depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Now, you can replace a word in there. Watch it. Watch. You ready? No height, no depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the health of God. I say help. I say help. Because my help is wrapped in God's love. All I have to do now is let his love wrap my body up. God, y'all ain't gonna let me preach up in here. A body wrapped with love, sickness and disease can't get to it. Lord, wrap me with your love. Say it. I heard love, God love can't fail. He never lost a battle. If God for me, who can be against me? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm wrapped in God's love. I'm wrapping my body this morning in God's love. I'm wrapping my heart, my kidney, my blood pressure. And I'm wrapping in God's love this morning. I'm not going to let my body outside the love of God. From now on, when anything seems like it's going wrong, I'm going to holler, my body is wrapped in the love of God. A love that can't fail. Yes. It say you can prophesy, you can pray, 1 Corinthians 13, and you can do this and you can do that. But he says, without love, it profits nothing. Come on, do what I do. Hug yourself. Love yourself. I'm wrapped in God's love. All the supernatural. All the supernaturalness of God is flowing through you right now. Thank you, Jesus. All right, sit down. Let me preach a little more. Turn to Acts chapter 17, verse 28. I want to make a statement that got to go along with this message. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Every now and then somebody warm the atmosphere up. Not by might, no by power, but by his spirit. Every now and then open your mouth and warm the atmosphere. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your health is living in your innermost being. That's your spirit. That's not your soul. Your soul is your inner man. Your body is your outer man. But right now, the Lord wants you to know your health is living in your innermost being. Acts 17, 28. Acts 17, 28. That's where your health is. In him. I live. I move. And I have my being. Now, you better listen very closely right now. My health is not just for me. My health is for God. Ooh. My health is designed, according to 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20, is to bring glory to God. My body don't even belong to me. My body belongs to God. When I give God my heart, I give him my soul and my body. I don't have no right to be sick. But I move from commercial. And I move to my covenant through the communion of the Holy Ghost. How many got that? How many really see that now? You got to really see that.
Yes.
See, the commercials will hold you down. And they tell you this, and come get that, and come get this, and come get that. This going to help you. This going to help you. Now I'm going to pull another word out now, a strong word to you this morning. You ready?
Yes.
Discernment.
Yes.
From God.
Yes.
In other words, divine insight, what my next step must be. The step of a good woman. I know he said man, but he thought a woman too, is ordered by the Lord.
Yes.
Not the whole course. Step by step. I have to trust him. So therefore, I can't be running to every little thing that come along. I gotta consult him. What my next move is, God. What you want me to do about this? I hear him say, get up, you've been praying long enough. It's time to obey me now. Woo! You heard that? Get up, you've been praying enough. It's time for you to obey me now. I'm about to bring you somewhere. I want you to walk by faith and not by sight. Sight take you to the commercial. Faith bring you to me. Sit down. Your health comes from your innermost being into your inner man. That's why 3 John 2 comes. Some of y'all don't know what it is, so look at it. Some of y'all do. Beloved, I wish above all things you prosper. And what? He's trying to get in here. Huh? Even as what? That's your inner man, that's your heart. Knowing the truth. That's what God, building it is in you this morning. To stop taking all them lies the enemy telling you and all these different people testifying about what they can't do. They're not going to touch you no more. Because you're not going to be looking for your help on the my health is. See, how can I explain this, Lord? Stop looking to your body and at your body for help. What? Your body is not the control of your health. You are. Turn to 1 Corinthians 12. I want y'all to take this now. Huh? See, I could preach emotionally, but it's going to become just your body. I can have everybody rocking, flipping, putting your ears, screaming. But are you sensing something this morning?
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you a question. Do you know you're not the same person who came up in you? If you're listening. God is prophetically prophesying over you this morning. The commercial is not going to hold you down no more. You are a covenant child. He was wounded. Huh? Chastising my peace with his stripe. That's not a lie. That's not a fantasy. That's not a poem. That's revelation. Huh? Your health, 1 Corinthians 12, is in the three power gifts. Nine of them. Three of them are power gifts. Special faith. Working of miracles. Gifts of healing. Your health is in those. Turn to 1 Corinthians. I want you to see them. So you mark them in your Bible. 1 Corinthians 12:9. To another, faith. That's special faith. That's prophetical faith. That's faith that call things that be not and is sure instantly. To another, faith by the same spirit. To another, the gifts of healing. Thank God the power of the gifts of healing is working in my body right now. Notice what he said after that. By the same spirit. And then a part of verse 10 to another. Ooh, the working of miracle. Now, let me show you. Show you something in his so you get a profound insight on it. As the Spirit breathe on you this morning. Look at verse 7 in 1 Corinthians 12. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to what? Look at verse 11. But all these wicked that one in the self-same spirit divide into every man severally as he will. I want mine. You didn't say nothing? You ain't going to get nothing. Just sit there and look at me. You ain't going to get nothing. See, this is a two-way street. I'll give it out, but you got to take it. You got to receive it. You got to use your faith, children. Turn to Proverbs chapter 4. Look at verse 20. Your health is in your innermost being. Your health is in your inner man. Now watch this next statement. It'll throw you if you don't get it. Your health is in your inner body. Psalm 139:14 coming back to you. He built your kidney to do certain things.
That's right.
But you got to cooperate with it.
Yeah.
See? He built your heart to run the whole system. I'm talking about your flesh heart now. God made that. But listen, you go to sleep at night. Who watching over you? How can you keep breathing? You can't thank the breeze while you're sleeping. All of us will be dead this morning because my mind shut down when I went to sleep. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous is his work. In your inner body, that's your heart, your kidney. We don't know nothing about them. We don't read. We don't know nothing. We just take commercials. So that's why when you start talking about eating right, oh, hell, break out. And listen, I'm going to call it what it is. It's ignorance.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. The next time your gas tank get low in your car, hook your hose pipe to your faucet and fill it up. And I'll meet you in Baton Rouge. But I'll be by myself because your car's not going to run. Lord told me when I was a sinner, he said, you put the right thing in your car and the wrong thing in your body. He told me that when I was a sinner. I said, what? I ain't know what he's talking about.
Yes, sir.
See, when I was a sinner, I used to wash my car every day. And just putting filth in my body. Y'all take care of your house and your cars better than you take care of your body a lot of time. Come on, talk to me now. Just get mad if you want. I don't care. I'm just a pastor, y'all. I just gotta tell you the truth. You're going to live long and a long, satisfied life. I'm almost through. Your health is in your inner body. Now, here, listen very carefully. How to get a rhema word for your health. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. How to get a rhema word. A rhema word means a live word. Well, I'll explain to you what a live word is in a few minutes. Turn to Proverbs. Lord, have mercy. Help me preach Holy Ghost. If you're listening, I might preach a little bit this morning. If you're listening, if I know you got something, then we can have a little emotion. But you got to get something first. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'll never be the same again. I'm wrapped in your love. I'm wrapped in your help. I'm wrapped in your power. I'm wrapped in your goodness. I'm wrapped in your mercy. I'm wrapped in your grace. Woo, hallelujah. You know, it's just good to feel good. Yeah. I believe in feeling good, me. No worry, no fear. I know the enemy there, but he has no power over me. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You see, in the 20th verse of Proverbs 4, it tells us how to get a rhema word, how to get a John, put it in your note, a John 6:63 word, and how to get a Hebrew 4:12 word for my help in a time like this. John 6:63, Hebrew 4:12. And then I'm going to Proverbs 4:20. It tell me how to get John 6:63 activated in my life. Yes, sir. And how to get Hebrew 4:12 activated. Then also in Ephesians 6:17, the sword of the Spirit. Hebrew 4:12, the word of God is quick. It's alive. It has power to create, to manifest, to destroy things that need to be destroyed in a supernatural way. Not normal. Nothing normal about God. He's El Shaddai. He's Jehovah Rapha. He's my healer. He's Jehovah Raha. He's my shepherd. Yeah, yeah. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's my provider. Ooh, he's Jehovah Tsidkenu. He's my righteousness. He's Jehovah Shammah. He's my presence. He's Jehovah Shalom. He's the banner over my head. Woo! Somebody talk to me. He's not a. I don't serve a regular God. I don't live by religion. I live by revelation. He restores my soul. Leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. Prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. He anointed my hand with oil. Whoa, somebody stop it. My cup. Surely. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all of my days. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd. He maketh me. He leadeth me. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and He is my fortress. He got angels watching over me. He told the angels to watch over her, watch over him. When something comes from the enemy, stop it. I don't have to fight by myself. I got an angel go with me everywhere I go. When I leave here, the angel gonna leave with me. When I get to my house, the angel gonna be at my house. They're ready to fight my battle. I don't have to fight by myself. My God provided a supernatural being to be with me all the time. I got the angel on the outside. I got Jesus and the Holy Ghost on the inside. I got God's arms wrapped around me. I don't have to worry about nothing. I got power on the inside, power on the outside. He's not only in me, but he's on the side of me. He's in the front of me. He's behind me. He's underneath me. He's above me. I'm never by myself. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody else say hallelujah. Today is my day. The glory is falling. The rain is falling. The wind is blowing. The fire is burning. This is my day. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the cross. Thank God for the revelation. Thank God for the kingdom. Thank God for righteousness. Thank God for peace. Thank God for joy. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the name that is above every name, at the name of Jesus. Thank God. Thank God, hallelujah. Thank God, thank God, hallelujah. Thank God, hallelujah. Thank God, hallelujah. I don't have to be sick no more. Thank God, hallelujah. I know the truth. The truth has set me free, hallelujah. With Jesus' stripes, I am healed, hallelujah. He was wounded for my transgression, bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of my peace is upon him. And with his stripe, I am healed. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. I'm not going to let nobody praise him in my place. I'm going to praise him myself. I'm going to open my mouth right now. I'm going to praise him because I heard the word. I don't have to be sick no more. I don't have to die early. I got God's hand on me. He was wounded. Ooh, if God is for me, who can be against me? If God is with me, who can stop me? All things work together for good for them that love God, and I love him. So all things work together for good for me right now. He made me a health conqueror. I'm more than a conqueror because I got a revelation. I got a rhema word on the inside of me. It's not how I feel. It's not how I look. It's how I believe. I'm trusting God right now. My miracle is on me right now. My peace is on me right now. My joy is on me right now. My dance is on me right now. I believe I'm going to dance a little bit right now. I'm going to dance into my health. I'm going to shake sickness and disease off my body right now. My trail, well, yeah, get ready. Come on. Wah! I'm going to shout right now. I'm going to give God the glory right now. I'm not going to wait for nobody else to praise it. I'm going to praise him myself. I'm not going to let nobody take my place. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to praise him myself. I'm going to praise him right now. I feel the glory. I've got to praise him right now. Come on, boys. Come on, come on. Glory, glory. Be healed in Jesus' name. Get your health back. Take your health back. Blood pressure go down. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. The Lord is here. The Lord Almighty. Come on, y'all got to get it. The Lord Almighty is here. Woo!